Well, hey there, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of She Who Believed. This is Veronica. I am your host, and I wanted to just come in here really quick. I have been long gone for a while now, so I wanted to first of all say thank you for those who have still been listening to my podcast. I still see where my podcast, people are still listening to it, so I really appreciate those. Thank you for the new subscribers and for the ones that have always been a part of this community that is definitely growing. So what I wanted to say is, today is actually April the 25th, 2024. And previously when I was doing podcast, I wanted to make sure that everything was, you know, just trying to do like everybody else was doing, making sure that you had the content you needed, making sure everything was set up right, that, you know, I was in a perfect place and everything was good. But let me just say one thing, y'all, that's just too much. You know, it's too much, too many rules, too many things to try to follow, too much of trying to be like everybody else. So I just decided I'll just show up when I felt ready to show up. I didn't want to come on here and feel like many people who get on a podcast or who is encouraging the people or feel like they want to be an encouragement, but at the same time, their heart is still not healed. So what they end up spewing out or feeding the people that are listening is poison. And I didn't want that to be my story. I didn't want it to be where you received it in that way. So I just figured I'd show back up when it was time for me to show back up. So anyway, once again, welcome. I didn't really title this podcast. I don't really know what this podcast is about. I just wanted to come on here and just say thank you guys for continuing to roll with me. This is something I really enjoy doing. For those who have not or who don't even know who I am, I am just a little bit, I don't like the whole biography of people going by saying, I'm this person, I'm a bestseller. I don't do all that. Like, I am Veronica. And I'm 50 years old. I am a wife. I have 3 beautiful grown children. My skill, basically what I went to school for, was become a registered nurse. So I've been an RN for over 21 years. And I do a whole bunch of other stuff. So anyway, that's what I'm here for. And if you have not listened to my first one, please go back and just check those out. If you notice, I have just went in so many different areas of life. I think with life, there comes, you know, growing and challenges and just really trying to figure out where you're going and what God has for you. But that's something I really, really love talking about, is my faith in God is growing. It is getting stronger every day. And the reason why I say that is because even though I'm spiritual, I'm still human. And the walk that God has us all on, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, and you'll understand that walk can get a little bit tough, regardless if you say yes 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 2 hours ago, is not going to be perfect. I met so many people who always felt like if I say yes, things with God were going to be perfect, and this life is going to be exactly what I pray for and what I desire for, and it's not. Growing up and going to church, and, you know, rededicating my life back to the Lord in 2014 was definitely a choice. It was a decision I made. But at the same time, I didn't realize the first person that was going to be affected by that. It wasn't that you go out and you get saved and baptized and you're like, okay, I'm going to go change the world and impact lives. No, the first life that it will impact and change is yours. Yeah. The first person that God wants to be able to make sure you see you is you. And he makes, you know, I remember trying to make sure my husband was this way and my children was this way, but I wasn't ready. And I ended up pushing them away for so long because I thought, you know, I was doing the right thing. So now it's now 2024 and I'm in this journey of just walking with the Lord and really understanding what it means to be from religion to spirituality and understanding what it means to be not just, you know, very religious, but have a relationship with God as Abba Father, as my source. And I can tell you that it's a growth every single day, but that's how it is, you know, guys, with everybody. You know, you're in a relationship with a man or a boyfriend or whatever, you actually learn that person because you spend time with them. And even though God has created every single one of us and he has placed a piece of him in every single one of us, we still have to work through this natural, this flesh, this carnal part of us. So I've made a lot of different choices. I have made some mistakes over the past couple of months. I have learned a lot of things about me over the past couple of months. And I said, I'm going to just come back out when it was time. But one of the biggest reasons that I wanted to come on here today is I want to just encourage you and to tell you to keep moving forward, regardless of what you see and what you don't see. Like, I'm in this whole process of just making a decision, not for me anymore, but for the people that I know that I'm called to impact. And for a long time, we tend to feel like it's about us, but in reality, we were not created for us. We were created to change the lives of those people in this world, in this kingdom. So that's, you know, that's who we are. But you may be going through a really, really tough time right now. I have, you know, I completely understand, and I've been there in some parts of what people are going through. I have not witnessed yet, thank God, hopefully never. So I wanted to just go ahead and just say that no matter what, I want you to just know that God has an amazing plan for you. Like, I put on my one of my social medias, I put a video out there of just me talking, and yesterday basically saying how I'm in this area. I didn't really put it in layman's terms, but how I'm moving from doing nursing because I feel like it is a system. I feel like when God calls us, he calls us at different times, and we'll know because we get this nudge and this tug in our spirit that it's time to move and do something different. But a lot of times we tend to wait on the door to open, and we tend to wait for something big to happen before we know that, okay, this is God calling, this is what we're supposed to do. But in reality, that's not really how it is with God, and it took me a while to learn that. So because I didn't see anything happening, I tend to go back to what was comfortable, and that is being a nurse at the bedside and just being more pissed off and more frustrated and just hating my job and feel like I'm living paycheck to paycheck because I'm staying in a place that's comfortable, but it's a place that God probably no longer is. And a lot of times he goes ahead of us and he, you know, orchestrates the way and tells us, hey, this is the way to go, follow me. And we tend to stay where we are because we're like, I don't see any change. So make sure you're seeking God. Make sure you know his voice. And the only way you'll know his voice is just to spend time with him. But just wanted to just come in and pop in again because, like I said, it's been a while. And I didn't write any content down. I just wanted to come in before I lay down to just tell you guys to just keep going forward, to keep moving forward. I know it's been tough out here. And I know it seems like it's getting even tougher. And just to let you know that it doesn't matter who you have been in the past or what has happened in the past or what situations have happened and who the world have titled you to be. It could be, I mean, I was a felon. Like, literally, I was a convicted felon. And I said I was because I have been free from that. I'm completely liberated, completely, God completely freed me from even the whole worldly thing of being titled a felon for so long that, like, I was restored. Ended up losing my license, which if you haven't heard my previous podcast, that's what happened. And we tend to get this area of our life where we're very, very embarrassed to talk about certain things of our life. So it becomes shame and we'll keep it in a closet and we'll hide it and we hope that no one ever finds out about it. But one thing our mentor taught us when we were under his tutelage, when he was discipling my husband and I, one thing that he taught us that always stuck with me, he said, you'll never know that you're healed of something until you're able to talk about it. So now that I'm able to talk about it, before I didn't want anyone to know that I lost my RN license, because that is, you know, people look at you like you literally have convicted, you know, killed someone or did something crazy, even though, you know, they look at you as if you've really, really made the biggest mistake of your life. Like, what did she do to lose her license? Not knowing the whole story behind it. And it's neither here nor there why I lost them, even though I lost it for having a cell phone in my brother's name. And end up losing my license. So it was technically still identity theft. And the state convicted me of that. So I'm okay with talking about it now. Years ago, I wasn't, because it was very embarrassing and didn't want to talk about it. But let me tell y'all, when God restores you, it's like, it doesn't matter what anyone say. People can mock you, they can persecute you, they can do whatever they want to. And to be honest, persecution is a part of actually, you know, being a follower of Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible says, I believe in, I forgot where it was at, Matthew's, I believe. But it says, in this time that God will bless, give us houses and you know, what is it, land and mothers and children and brothers and sisters and homes, along with persecutions, is what it says, like a hundredfold, like we're going to get persecuted. So not being able to tell people's story, like the Bible also talks about some of our testimony will free other people. So I just felt the need, and really just when it was time, that I'm going to just tell the testimony, because there's many people out here who've been in bad marriages or have had loss or, you know, convictions or adultery, and they feel like their past is going to determine their future when it's not. They feel like because someone have allowed something in the past to happen that it's going to deter their future, but it's not. Let me tell you, I love the story of Joseph when his brothers, you know, what his brothers did to him. You know, he ended up going from the pit to the palace. We know that. But in Genesis 50 and 20, it talks about how the brothers meant it. Like, you meant this for evil. Like, the world meant that for evil. Your friends probably meant that for evil. Your siblings or your parents probably meant that for evil. Your ex-husband or your ex-wife probably meant that for evil. Your job probably meant that for evil. But God says, I meant it for good. They meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And it was to save many people. To help many people. So just be bold to tell your story, because it's freeing, because it's liberating, and because it's a part of the healing. And in order to get to another chapter, another part of this life that we live, we have to be okay to allow our truth to be told. Because if not, it's just going to make you sicker. It causes more illness. And it's a lot of reasons as to why I'm making the decision I'm making now, which I haven't went deep into the conversation now. But I just wanted to come over here and tell you guys I love you and I appreciate you for listening. Like I said, I didn't have any content written down this time. I just wanted to tell you just to stay focused, to move forward. And if you're in a place where you know that you don't even feel the Spirit of God anymore, and I'm going to tell you to seek the Holy Spirit. You know, if God is waking you up at a certain time in the morning, get up and go to that place that it's just you and Him, you know, where you build an altar to the Lord and just listen and ask Him and, you know, see what He shows you. God will shine a light. I've been saying this like religiously for the past couple of months. God, let your light shine on situations in my marriage. Let your light shine, like the things that's in the dark that I can't see with the natural eye. Let your light shine. And y'all, God will show up in that day, and I'll end up seeing things that I didn't see with the natural eye, that God would allow things to end up showing up. And not to hurt us, but to allow us to see where we're at. Like, you know, to allow us to see the things in our life that we may have to change, to allow us to see things in our marriage or our family we may have to change. So seek Him, go to that place of just you and Him, ask Him for direction, because I know that this is a time that God is literally raising up His remnant, His believers, His children, those that really, really believe in Him and know that He has a plan for them no matter what. So, and what is the scripture that I love? I love all of them, but Romans 8:28. What is it? Is it Romans 8:28? For God causes all things, like not one thing, but all things to work together to them who love the Lord and is called according to His purpose. So your bad situation is still good. That one thing is still good, because He said all things to work together to them who loved Him and is called according to His purpose. And I want to leave this scripture with you, ladies. And I'm not sure if gentlemen are listening to my podcast or not, but I was driving home from South Carolina today, and I forgot it was something I was listening to, like a podcast, and I got so emotional, and I couldn't remember exactly what the scripture, and the Holy Spirit reminded me of, especially when you're going through a tough time and you're like, I just don't see anything, and God, what's going to happen if I end up leaving this job, and people tell asking me why, you know, and then I start questioning, did I hear God, and do I hear from You clearly like I did before? What's going to happen? And He reminded me of Luke 1:45, and I literally cried, and I couldn't remember because I was driving, but it says, blessed is she who believed that the Lord will fulfill His promise to her. I hope that's the scripture, because I don't have it right here in front of me, and my Bible is downstairs. I've got my iPad. Let me just see, because I don't want to say it is, and it's really not, but I think it's Luke 1:45, just to make sure. It ain't gonna hurt, because I said I'm gonna just take it from it is, and this is how my podcast is gonna be right now. So look, oh my God, it is. And blessed is she that believed. Like, even if nobody else believes, and you know that God has a promise for you, He says, blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. So even if people have told you guys or said something to you and you're like, that's just not what was told. Like, God told you about a business that, you know, you're going to have, or a book, or God told you about a baby or marriage or owning a beautiful home or moving to another city, or another state, or whatever it is. If God told you and you still don't see it, Luke 1:45 is your scripture. Blessed she who believed that the Lord will fulfill His promises to her. He's going to fulfill, like, it's going to be a performance. He's going to fulfill the promises He said to you. So don't give up. Stay in faith. Believe, even if nobody else around you believe. You got to have faith in. If we can worry, you can have faith. If we can worry, we get up every day and we have faith in that our car is going to start. We have faith that our legs are going to work. We have faith that we're going to be able to open our eyes when we wake up in the morning. We have faith in other people. We can have faith in God. We can choose to have faith in the Lord. So once again, Luke 1:45, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things, that should have hit something, which were told her from the Lord. So I'm going to leave that with you guys, and I'm going to study my word and go to sleep. But anyway, I just want to pop in really quick. It has been a long time, and I'm just praying that we continue this journey. Anyway, again, I appreciate you guys, and I love you guys. Be blessed.